The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ We once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we select certain verses from the Holy Quran. We try and gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom from the message of Quran itself. Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. But let's make few good intentions before we proceed. شيخ طريقة أمير فهل السنة التي علامة مولانا محمد إلياس الطار قادري حفظه الله has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will listen with focus, concentration. Remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respective viewers, Qazi Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has written in Shifa Sharif book. Once some people came to Sa'dun Khawlani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and they said that one person of so and so tribe has been murdered. Then his body was burnt, but the fact of astonishment was that body remained until late night in the fire, but fire did not affect to the extent that the color of the body did not change, even remaining in the fire for very long. Sa'dun Khawlani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, that person must have performed 3 hajj. People said, yes, he had performed 3 hajj. Upon this, Sa'dun Khawlani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I have heard this, or this talk has reached to me, that when a person performs 1 hajj, he has fulfilled the obligation. Fard. The 2nd hajj when he performs, it is as he has presented loan in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course. And when he performs 3rd hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes fire haram upon his body and the hair they grow on that body. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected viewers, did you listen? When someone performs 3 hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes fire haram upon the body of that person, even upon the hair of that person. Body they grow. So how fortunate are those they have performed 3 hajj in their life. If Allah has blessed you, you've got wealth, you can perform, you can go again and again. Why not? Minimum 3 hajj if we can perform in our lifetime to attain the blessing of this narration what we just heard. May Allah protect us from the fire of this dunya as well as the fire of hereafter. Respective was the Makkatul Mukarrama. It has a relation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa alayhi salatu wa taslim remained, resided in this blessed city. There's another connection. Do you know that? Who performed the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first? It is mentioned in a hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that the very first thing which was created was the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 2000 years before the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, that nur Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do tasbih, يُصَبِّحُ ذَلِكَ النُّورِ. That nur used to mention the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُصَبِّحُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِالتَّسْبِيحِ. And the angels would listen that tasbih and they would mention that tasbih. So we learn that the very first, even before angels, who mentioned the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is none other than your and my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is Zati Mustafa. It is the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who first mentioned the tasbih, hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before the creation of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Because very first was the nur of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam created. That nur used to do tasbih of Allah. And angels, they learned that tasbih from Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam. And then they would mention that tasbih. So who did the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at first? The very first is the Zat of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasbih. Allahu Akbar. What an honor it is. And how fortunate we are that we are in the Ummah of the most beloved Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are many cities in the world. Which city did obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at first? And that is the land of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Quran Kareem, Furqan Hamid mentions this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. سورة فصلت verse number 11. So he said to it and the earth, come forth willingly or unwillingly. They said, we come forth willingly. Meaning when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the earth that get out the treasures you have got. It is mentioned in the narrations that entire earth said out of respect, O Allah, I am present, labbaik. But the very first piece of land which said labbaik upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the land of Makkah al-Mukarramah. That's why that piece of land was classed as haram. Subhanallah. So the land which did ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very first was the land of Makkah al-Mukarramah. It holds that excellence also. And the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is there and the hajj of that house is performed. So we learn that this Makkah al-Mukarramah has got some connections with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah. Probably that is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the qasam of the city. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. I swear by this city while you are present in this city. Oh beloved. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us tawfiq that we go to Hajj time and time again. Again and again, we kiss Hajr Aswad. We pray at Maqam Ibrahim. We do Sa'i of Safa and Marwa. We perform Umrah. We also perform Hajj. We also go to Mina, Muzdalifah. We also stay in Arafat. We also pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also ask forgiveness from our Lord Azza wa Jal. We also see the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also perform tawaf. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Ya Rab, qiraj pe hamara naseeb ho soe Madina pe hame jaana naseeb ho.
مقابر ہو نصیب مدینہ نصیب ہو دشت ارر نصیب ہو صحرا نصیب ہو حج کا سفر پھر میرے مولا نصیب ہو عرفات کا مینا کا نظارہ نصیب ہو کعبے کی جلوں سے دل مضطر ہو کاش شاہ لطف طواف خانہ کعبہ نصیب اور کس طرح شوق سے کرتے تھے ہم طواف پھر گرد کعبہ جھوم کے پھرنا نصیب ہو.
These are the prayers. Respected viewers, the dua has been made that may our fortune shine, goes to its peak and we visit. We go to Makkah and Medina, we perform Hajj, we see Arafat, we see Mina, we see the blessed scenes of Ka'batullah. We soothe our hearts, convert our hearts, and we enjoy doing tawaf there. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Respect viewers, performing Hajj, if Hajj has become obligatory upon us, if Hajj has become fard upon us, if we have got certain means prescribed by the Sharia, we can support our family back, and we have the means to travel to go to Hajj, and we have the means to spend there during our Hajj journey, and having all the conditions met, if Hajj has become fard, you should ask ulama and scholars, muftiyani kiram, this is my condition, whether Hajj has become fard upon me or not. And if Hajj has become fard, we must not delay. We should go to perform Hajj. Let me give you some sort of motivation that what would you get? What blessings you would receive? There are many journeys in the world, right? We go, we travel, but this travel, this journey is something different, incredible, phenomenal, blessed, sacred, full of blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the last messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, a person who performs Hajj of Kaaba does not talk indecent and doesn't perform acts of sins. Then, رَجَعَ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, he'll return as if his mother has just given birth to him. It is mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari, الْعُمْرَةُ إِلَى الْعُمْرَةِ كَفَّارَةٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. What umrah becomes expiation of sins between the time of next umrah. Another place it is mentioned, وَالْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. Reward of an accepted Hajj is nothing but Jannah. It is mentioned in hadith of Muslim, Nabi Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْحَجَّ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ. Indeed, Hajj removes previous sins. But remember, respected viewers, all those sins are forgiven due to blessings of Hajj. But you don't get away from the rights of people. حقوق العباد. For example, if someone had taken loan from someone and he delayed in paying back that loan, although the sin of delaying that repayment will be forgiven through the blessings of Hajj, but that person has to pay back that money to its owner from him he had taken that loan. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Haji, the one who performs Hajj, will intercede 400 people of his family. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And Haji comes out of sins just like when his mother gave birth to him. So Haji will intercede 400 people and do shafa'at, intercede on the Day of Judgment of his family. Now imagine, he himself will be sorted inshallah. The one who will intercede on the Day of Judgment, 400 family members, for sure he will be going to Jannah inshallah. What else you need? Why don't we go to perform Hajj? No doubt, the very first who will have access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do shafa'a is none other than the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger of Allah. After him, ulama, they will also do shafa'a. The Kaaba will also intercede. Ramadan will also intercede. Quran will also intercede. Haji will also intercede. Hafaz will also intercede. And we heard Haji will intercede 400 people of his family. Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, once asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, those they come to visit your house, to see your house, what reward do you have for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Dawood, indeed those perform Hajj of my house, it is upon me that I forgive them in this dunya. And on the Day of Judgment, when they will meet me, I will forgive them. Allahu Akbar. This is what was the reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aren't those fortunate they go to Umrah? Aren't those fortunate they go and perform Hajj? Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, there was one devotee of Rasul, and he had yearning to perform Hajj. For consecutive 3 years, he was praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform Hajj. And he would say, Bara Hajj pe aane ko ji chahta hai, bulawa abai, kab ya ilahi, main Makkah mein aao, Madinah mein aao, bana koi aisa sabab ya ilahi. He would pray, Ya Allah, I want to come to perform Hajj. I want to come to Makkah and Madinah. Make some means. So consecutive 3 years he was praying, but he was not invited. Fourth year, when it was season of Hajj, he shed tears in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made du'as, Oh Allah, call me this time, this year. So when he slept, his fortune woke. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim blessed him in his dream. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to that devotee, you go to perform Hajj this year. As soon as he heard this good news from the tongue of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, he woke up out of happiness. He was happy that I've got permission from the court of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. The voice of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was just echoing in his ears. He was very happy. Suddenly he remembered, I've got permission to go to Hajj, but I don't have means. How will I go to Hajj? As soon as he remembered this fact, he became saddened again. Next night, he slept again. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blessed him in his dream and said, go to perform Hajj this year. This time again, he couldn't mention his poverty, his condition. Third night, again, he was blessed by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he alayhi salatu wa taslim said, go and perform Hajj this year. Again, he couldn't mention his problem. Now, the fourth time when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blessed him again in the dream, and he mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not have provisions. I do not have means to go to Hajj. How can I go to Hajj? Paas maalo zar nahi, udne ko bhi par nahi, kar do koi intizam tum pe karodo salam. Huzoor, aisa koi intizam ho jaye, salam ke liye hazir ghulam ho jaye. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, why not? You have armor. Go and take so and so place of your house. You will find armor of your grandfather there. After saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam left. Early morning, that devotee of Rasul, he was very happy. After performing Salatul Fajr, he went to that place and he started digging that place, which was mentioned in the dream. And he found that armor there. And after selling that, he got the means and he went to perform Hajj. جسے چاہا در پہ بلا لیا جسے چاہا اپنا بنا لیا یہ بڑے کرم کے ہیں فیصل یہ بڑے نصیب کی بات ہے کہاں کی دولت کہاں کا منصب قسم خدا کی یہ ہے حقیقت جنہیں بلایا ہے مصطفیٰ نے وہی مدینے کو جا رہے ہیں There are many poor ones we have seen they have reached to Mecca and Medina even they did not have no apparent means and there are many Millionaires and billionaires have got all sorts of apparent means, but they have not been blessed to enter the city of that sacred land. Respected viewers, if Allah has blessed you, you should make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the invitation and go and perform Hajj at your earliest. Go and visit Madinatul Nabi, seek Shafa'at. In the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq, what we have learned, we act upon. And if Hajj is farz, we should not delay. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability to perform Hajj. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.